Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, May the 25th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador of and for, servant of and for the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, that same peace that we were speaking of, that same period of time in which all were peaceful. And all were tranquil. We are pursuing that peace. No, even though we are working and acting and doing, these works, these acts, these doings must be for the pursuit of peace, for the pursuit of tranquility, that the human family may be peaceful and tranquil and be organized like the universe herself and like the elements within the universe. Now, the third phase of creation, this is science. Some of you may be looking at cosmos with Tyson deGrasse, that big black man who is a metaphysicist, a scientist who has studied science under great scientist. But up until the point that I've looked at, the program has never stated the reality that all of the science that he is teaching comes from the African ancestors of the human family. Every scientific reality that we study was symbolized in symbolic language by the African ancestors who were the original metaphysicists. Let me take some water. The original metaphysicists and the original scientists that gave us our sciences and used the language of their day. So when we go through Nun and Nonet, when we go through Ptah, and when we go through Atum, these are the scientific words of the day that teach us the very science that we are studying. Now, Atum is connected to, but disconnected from, but connected to Ptah, and Atum begins to call forth the forces of the universe, masculine and feminine, teaching us of opposites, teaching us of dialectics, teaching us that a reality is fulfilled in the opposite of that reality. Excuse me, sisters and brothers. A reality is fulfilled in the opposite of that reality. The masculine is fulfilled in the opposite of the masculine, which is the feminine. And the fulfillment is that life that comes forth. This is the science of birth. The mind operates on opposites and polarities. The mind begets and the mind conceives. These two functions are the opposite of each other. The begetting function is the function of the father. The conceiving function is the function of the mother. The idea is the fulfillment, the reality of the idea, the mass, matter, material, physical manifestation of such idea is the fulfillment. So the masculine begetting And now the feminine conceiving is the opposite of masculine begetting, and the fulfillment is in the mass matter material reality. So Atum begins to call forth energy, time, and space. This is exactly what you saw on Cosmos if you were looking at that program. The power of Atum is hydrogen. Hydrogen in the element table, the table of elements, is Atum. The Greeks called Atum atom, A-T-O-M. Every atom is composed from protons, neutrons, and electrons. The proton is the Y chromosome coming from the father principle. The neutron is the life coming forth. These form the nuclei. The electron is in the cell, but not in the nuclei. The electron is the X chromosome, mitochondria DNA, coming from the function of the mother. And that electron determines the spirit energy disposition of that life, which is the mass matter material that is coming forth. We're back to E equals MC squared. E, electron. E, energy. E is spirit. Spirit is energy. And so Atum is calling forth these forces in the universe that the universe may now be constructed and come out of chaos and come out of turbulence. This is that which was described by Tyson deGrasse as the power of hydrogen, and how hydrogen permeates the whole of the universe, and hydrogen is behind every facet of the universe, calling forth the forces as he has termed them. So Atum calls forth Nun and Nonet, and Nun representing water, representing sperm, representing seed. The mass, the matter, the material universe are seen euphemistically as the seed that comes forth from the Father, that comes forth from the Almighty Father. And so the opposite, the dialectical opposite polarity of Nun is Nonet. And Nonet represents the counter heavens, the space, the womb. She is that womb that brings forth the mass matter material and gives the distinguishing characteristics that we may see what it is that has come forth. Next, Atum calls forth Ha and Ha-het. Ha, the masculine, is infinity. That life that is in and a part of the mass matter material is life infinite, has no beginning, no ending. Now, Ha-het is finite. She represents finite. That flesh that is on our bodies is not infinite as that life that lives inside the flesh is infinite. And so Ha-het is seen as Kali in the Hindu. She has eight arms, I believe, eight swords, and she cuts off the head of unrighteousness, cuts off the head of wicked thinking, wicked ruling class, ruling families, teaching us that a no good rotten system is not infinite, but is finite, and we must cut off the head of a no good system so that we may terminate a no good system. But the life that is within each cell, each atom, each atom, that life, that neutron, that life is infinite, no beginning, no ending. See, her and her head are dealing with time, infinity and finite. Those two polarities, dialectical opposites, have to do with time. Noon and Nonet have to do with space and how to fill that space. And then we come to Cuck and Carquette, and Cuck is darkness and Carquette is light. And these have to do with how light operates. We're going to be coming back to this and dealing with Tyson deGrasse and the Cosmos program. We want to understand how light works. And we want to understand that the African scientists were they who taught us how light works. There is an interplay between darkness and light. Now, darkness is masculine and light is feminine. And so we're dealing with time. We're dealing with energy. We're dealing with space. We're dealing with light. These forces that Atum called forth in the universe that we may now come out of turbulence, come out of chaos, and come into harmony and peace and tranquility. The last couple is Amun and Amonet. Amun, where you get Amun and Amon and Amen from. Amun is the hidden one, doing that work of planting the seed of life in that hidden space, this hidden work. And then after Amun plants that seed of life in that hidden womb of Amonet, Amonet, the sacred divine feminine, reveals that which was hidden. Sisters and brothers, that's a short synopsis of the science of the universe. And I have been amazed that as I go into our Sunday school lessons and read the Sunday school lessons and read above and below where the Sunday school lesson was taken from, I am absolutely astounded that I see the science of the Africans right there in the scripture, hidden in plain sight. We have been misled by the leaders in every faction of our society. They have split the religious and scientific community. Many young people coming up through the church, through the mosque, through the cathedral, they get a hold of science and they lose, as we would say, God. They lose spirituality. Someone coming up with science, coming up as an astrophysicist like Tyson deGrasse, coming up as a metaphysicist, they oftentimes, like Stephen Hawking, they oftentimes reject God, reject the Most High. But what we are doing is proving every day that the scripture that we read, these are the original scientific texts. Bible, Quran, I Ching, Bhagavad Gita. These are books that these ancient metaphysicists put together so that we may understand the material universe and understand how spirit energy interplays with the material universe, mass and matter, and how energy, spirit energy, electricity, electron, how energy, spirit permeates the whole of the universe. Sisters and brothers, we left last time with the lesson in Zechariah chapter 6, the title, taken from April the 13th, a messianic priest king. We want to see the science in the scripture. We want to see ourselves in the scripture. We want to unite the scientific and the religious community. We want to remember that we were talking about from Jeremiah, was it Jeremiah? From Zechariah, how the Most High, using symbolic language, used, I believe it was four chariots. Go back to, go back to April 13th in my Mind of God program and read and listen to that program again. We talked about the four chariots carrying multiple horses of various colors. It talked about how these horses and chariots represented the spirits, the four spirits of the Almighty sent forth all over the earth, north and south, I'm assuming east and west, and it began to talk about how the spirits that went into the north calmed, quelled, quieted the Almighty in the north country. That quieted my spirit in the north country. Quieted my spirit has to do with the wrath of the Almighty. And I'm looking at the north country. Now, in Jeremiah, I believe it is, or Ezekiel, you have teaching about those coming from the north that would wreak hell and havoc on the human family. That's the wicked ruling class coming out of the north country, coming out of the north. But I'm just reminded, in the Masonic order, the North Country is America. So could it be talking about how America would be used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to propagate death, hell, and destruction all over the earth, causing the wrath of the Almighty against such wicked act, and causing the wrath of the Almighty against us for allowing such chaos and turbulence to permeate the earth. And so this system is opposed to life and existing. And Yahweh is the self-existing one, and going against existing for all, life for all, incurs the wrath of the Almighty. And so the spirits of the Almighty, that word spirit carries such deep meaning, having to do with disposition, having to do with energy, having to do with how we think, having to do with cognition, having to do with reasoning, thinking, and remembering, having to do with warlike spirit to wage war against the thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, having to do with uttering prophecy. Meaning, we study the universe, study life in the universe and how life works in the universe, and then we construct a society based on what we study. So, extenuating circumstances, pressing on our minds, pressing on our structure, pressing on our thinking, causing a deviation of action. And so we begin to study the universe so that we may bring our actions back into line and alignment with life and existing. And so the zodiac signs, are we talking about the sun, Atum, Ra, Eitan, hydrogen, moving through the various zodiac signs, the various colors in the universe, the various colors of stars, the various colors that represent various constellations and various portions of the universe. Not long ago, the moon turned red. Blood red. What is this teaching us? That we have created a system of bloodshed? Is that what the red represents? And so we better change our ways and change our actions so that the spirit of the Most High may be quieted in the North Country. Is this telling us that we must rise up in North America, the North Country, and do this work of the Almighty so that the spirit of the Almighty may be quieted and the wrath of the Almighty may be abated? And so we go further into chapter 6 and verse 10, and it talks about how various ones who were held captive were going to be raised and be used to build. We want to work with the title, Build the Temple of the Lord, and the African origin of the calm before the storm. The calm before the storm is that original time of tranquility and peace, that calm, peaceful, tranquil reality that we must get back to. And the storm is this time of slavery and captivity, where we are living a turbulent and a chaotic life. And so we study the science of the universe and see that at one time, the elements of the universe were in turbulence and chaos. And what happened? Atum called forth the invisible forces. That hydrogen power called forth the invisible forces so that we may bring order out of chaos and turbulence. So now we are going to call forth the forces and bring order out of chaos and turbulence. The names of the people who are called in this verse will teach us some of the things that we need to know to bring order to our lives. We must study the words in the African Hebrew or the European Greek language. Now, the word captivity, gola, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 1473. Gola, gola.
This word is feminine. It means exile, captivity. There were those who were the African Hebrews who were exiled, I believe, in Babylon. Now, there comes the time when the temple is to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. All of this is symbolic of the universe as the original temple. And Jerusalem is everywhere. Jerusalem has to do with the teacher of peace. See, this is that calm before the storm. This is that peace and tranquility before the storm of chaos and turbulence. And so we come out of captivity. Look at the condition of the human family. Look at the captivity. Look at human trafficking. Look at warfare. Look at bloodshed. Look at how the sisters and the brothers, whether in literal jails and prisons or out on the streets going back and forth to the job, how we are captive to this system. How the bankers, Wall Street, how the government, the president, the prime ministers, Congress, the Senate, how they are under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And when the wicked ruling class and ruling families think of more ways to destroy the poor, working class masses of people, we see that we are in exile. We are exiled. We are not acting in the manner that is commensurate with our true identity as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We have been exiled from such reality. We are in captivity, which is why the wicked ruling class and ruling families get away with that which they get away with as it concerns our destruction. This gola is feminine because we are in a womb of captivity. We are in a womb of exile. Everything works on masculine, feminine polarity. When we understand these realities, then we are able to understand deeper what we are speaking of. Now, what are some of the names of those who were in captivity that represent our characteristics and attributes and the characteristics and attributes of the universe? Heldayi. Let's see if we can hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2469. Heldai. Heldai.
Heldai is defined as worldly. The root is halit or halit, meaning transient. And then the root of that is helet, a masculine noun, having to do with age, duration of life, the world. So these attributes are held in captivity by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. That sounds like ha and ha het. I believe ha and ha het. Infinity and finite, having to do with time. So what are we spending our time doing? What is taking our age from us? What is taking away our duration of life? How is the world held in captive by the wicked ruling class and ruling families? So we call forth this force in the universe so that we may build the temple, so that we may build our lives, so that we may reconstruct ourselves. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.